Good morning. It's time for the K-State Frontier Extension report, and today we have Jessica Florey, who is the 4-H Youth Development Agent. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
So you're going to talk about Leadership Night.
Right. So usually in the fall here, one thing 4-H I think does really strong is practice leadership skills. Usually we have an event called officer training where we really focus in on the officer skills in which the kids have been elected in their clubs. We're going to do something a little bit different this year. We have approved it all by the 4-H councils in each county, and we are doing leadership night. We're piggybacking them off of our regular council night that we meet. We're going to feed you. They're going to start at 6 o'clock. I'll give the dates here in just a minute. But I'm really excited about these nights. I love to talk to the 4-H'ers about leadership skills. We have to practice them just like we practice our basketball, dribbling, shooting hoops, all those tedious skills that you practice in sports or even just in your academics and reading, math. You have to practice those skills. And I think leadership skills can be practiced in the same sense. And so the night's all going to be geared toward honing in on some of those skills. Specifically, we're going to focus on two categories. We're going to focus on the 6 pillars of character. We're going to talk a lot about that. And then we're also going to focus on just teamwork and camaraderie within their club. This is open to all ages, so we really encourage all clubs to specifically really push your officer team to come and participate. But if younger 4-H'ers want to come participate too, it will. We've geared it towards all ages. Again, we'll feed you first thing as you come in, and we're just really excited about this opportunity that we're providing for the kids. So in Osage County, it will be December 23rd from 6 to 7:30, January 13th in Anderson, and January 27th in Franklin. And more information will be coming out to our 4-H'ers as far as we do ask you to RSVP just so we kind of know numbers for food. It will be in the newsletter this week. And so I just kind of wanted to give you a little snippet on what's to come here in December and January. And so, again, look at the newsletter this month, the December newsletter. It will be coming out today. I just wanted to highlight that and make sure that my 4-H families caught that. And also, we've set a lot of dates. The winter and the spring, as far as weighing goes, our club days, all that information is in our current December newsletter. So if you're one of my 4-H families or grandparents listening in, just make sure you catch all those dates in the upcoming newsletter this month.
Okay, thank you.